Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, people, it's frickin' Friday. It's also the 31st day, the last day of fucking 2021 of December. And now we go into 2022. Are you guys ready to eat shit by the fucking tablespoon for another whole fucking year? Because I'm not.
Happy days are here again.
Oh, is it? Good to hear from you, brother. Anyways, guys, I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of, 30 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's still just colder than hell, but there's more snow on the fucking agenda. I hope they say there's gonna. I hope it snows 20 fucking feet out there. I swear I do. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into. We've got a couple of short ones here. Newsom proposes individuals sue others over banned guns like the Texas abortion law. I swear, we'll talk about it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, it just gets more bizarre, people. After the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block private citizens from suing abortion providers, they have nothing to do with our judicial system, with our autonomy, with our fucking law, with our common law. They don't have shit to do with it. They're government. And they fall under that ninth article that says that the enumeration in the Constitution, that's where the fucking power for the Supreme Court comes from, shall not be of certain rights. That's where the fucking power of the Supreme Court to operate with inside the fucking government comes from. Shall not be construed, that is, interpreted, as to deny or disparage others, all the rest of the fucking law out here that creates our autonomy, others retained by we the people. We can just do any goddamn, these motherfuckers just sitting down, what they are sitting down, a child could figure out, you can't say that and do that. You can't do two different things at once. The law can't be fucking go that way and that way. It can't be law. The only way law can be law is if it's in complete absolute fact. Otherwise, it's arbitrary, and it can be interpreted and makes it capricious against any... Hey, you don't like that guy? It's interpreted this way. Or this administration gets in, we're going to change it all. What the law... No, you can't change the fucking law. You never could. And I don't know about the rest of this fucking country, but I am goddamn sick of your fucking asses. Newsom. Nuisance. on. California's governor thinks he's found a way. Oh, I'm sure he has. I'm sure these guys, the Queen's goddamn fucking esquires have fucking told you that the Queen has given her royal okay for you to do this fucking psychotic fucking circle jerk motherfucking illegal shit. Unlawful shit. It's unlawful, you motherfucker. You can't get involved. California governor thinks he's found a way to crack down on illegal guns in a way that will avoid being struck down by federal courts. Why would it be struck down by federal courts? Because it's not because it's federal law. It's already struck down by we the people, you son of a bitch. Can you read the 10th article? Everything forbidden in that goddamn constitution is forbidden to the fucking states. That's shall nots and the shalls in that fucking 10 articles of that Bill of Rights, which is not that Constitution. It is the people's fucking law. It is the people's fucking jurisdiction. It's the common law for the United States of these Americans. It's our fucking power. And you're going to fucking feel it. You got that little fucking prick. And then it goes the same for fucking Texas. No, you're not going to fucking have your admiralty courts taking individual cases without being in the, and taking a fucking, a guy, I don't know what kind of fucking jurisdiction, it's admiralty for sure. But administrative admiralty is, who's going to do the suing? Is it going to say the state versus or Joe Blow versus? And if Joe Blow versus, doesn't it have to be in a common law fucking court? Where that judge, you know, that court, I mean, that a corporate appointed fucking judge is not going to be the say all and be all. In fact, he ain't going to have shit to say. All he's going to do is sit there and make sure the procedures are followed and nobody's rights are violated. And the fucking very thought of any of this going down in either state is a violation of the fucking law. And everybody who has a part in it's going to fucking hang. You got it, even you fucking people out there that think that you can take a person's body over, because that's what you're doing. When you fucking lay out, when you say that that 14th Amendment is legitimate and that the goddamn state can lay out legislation that takes over a person's body without due process of the fucking law, you're a fucking traitor. I would love to see fucking millions of American national children born that aren't. But the fact is, the law is the law. There is no law. And the reason that this shit is going on, the reason we have these fucking problems, is because of you fuckers who fucking, I want my goddamn beliefs legislated, made the law to everybody else. Fuck you! Come and enforce it on me, bitch! I'll blow your fucking head off! That being said, let's see, I threw up this quote Laura found. It's from Smedley Butler. There are only two things we should fight for. One is defense of our homes, and the other is our Bill of Rights. And that's the only two fucking things that we are to fight for, you dumb fucks out there. You people, I want to get involved with everybody in this. Everybody in this goddamn country, I want to get in their goddamn business. I want to tell them what they can do. I want to seize their fucking, because that's what you're doing. When you lay out legislation that are anti-abortion laws or whatever in the fuck might have you, unless you have a fucking interest in that fucking child, you have no goddamn business. It's none of your fucking business. I'm sorry. It's none of your fucking business. Just like the guns are none of your fucking business. Otherwise, you're allowing the fucking, you're trying to tell us that I can give the state power to seize your body that I do not have. You can't give something you do not have, you fucking goddamn traitor son of a bitches. If it would serve your fucking purposes to force me to live under the dictates of your interpretation of your fucking Bible, you would break any goddamn law. You'd throw that fucking Bill of Rights in the toilet and flush it, wouldn't you? I should have to live under your fucking interpretation. I'll blow your fucking head off. You fucking arrogant cocksuckers. I don't want to read that one first. That'd make me want to puke. Let's see what else we got going here. Oh, I like this one. We'll go for that. Here we go. We're not the only ones that are sick of this fucking shit. Somebody else wanting to fucking get a hold of our body and think like they own us. You don't own us. You don't own my fucking fingernail, motherfucker. And you don't own my gun. Protests against Germany's COVID restrictions turn violent as Europe moves to stem Omicron from WRAL. And I usually don't report on other countries, but I've been telling you that this shit is all across the fucking world. People are sick of this fucking shit. I belong to me. Stay the fuck away from me. Don't mind my goddamn business or I'll blow your fucking ass away. Leave me alone. You'll leave me alone or I'll kill you. Protesters tossed bottles and fireworks at police in eastern Germany on Monday night in some of the most violent demonstrations against public health measures in Europe since the COVID-19 pandemic. And you guys got to understand what I'm fucking talking about here. This legislated law, that is not your that's not being charged by an individual in a common law court in their individual capacity. That is a goddamn blanket fucking arbitrary and capricious fucking goddamn dictate from a fucking power that cannot exist. It is a violation of the 9th fucking article for Roe versus Wade, for any goddamn decision, for any goddamn case law that involves a human body to fucking exist. Each human body gets its own fucking jury of its own fucking peers in each every fucking case. You just don't blanket say, my religion says this, so you will do it. Fuck you and your religion. Hundreds of people gathered in various cities and towns on Sunday and Monday to voice their opposition to stricter social distancing rules that went into effect Tuesday across Germany. Gatherings are now limited to 10 people here it is. Season your fucking... See, everybody wants to get over. Everybody wants to own you. Everyone, hey, why don't you take care of your fucking self? Why don't you take care of your own fucking backyard, you motherfuckers? You nosy. Stick your nose in somebody else's fucking business who doesn't want you near them. Son of a bitches are going to die. Leave us alone or die. Germany. Gatherings are now limited to 10 people for those vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19, while households with unvaccinated people must not meet with more than two other people from one other household at a time. Guess you wish you had some fucking guns over there in Germany, don't you? See how these fucking communists work? You see how these fucking fascists fucking work? They want to own your ass. They want to tell you what to do. They don't want this. I mean, it was a goddamn miracle that you fucking even got to live on this earth. You think of the billion fucking spermi and the one fucking egg out of however many a fucking woman carries, a thousands or hundreds of thousands. And you got to live, and these cocksuckers are trying to fuck it up for you. They have fucked it up for you. Act like you got born and you belong to them, and they're going to tell you how to live. Give her a goddamn go, you motherfuckers. Some 500 marched to the city center in the city of Bausten, it looks like, in Saxony, late into the night. Monday, in violation of public health regulations, some of them carrying anti-vaccine signs. Oh, goddamn signs. They get shit done, don't they? God, you put a sign out. I don't want nobody putting a sign out. Don't put a sign out. Fuck you. 12 police officers were injured and 12 emergency vehicles were damaged as protesters clashed with police. Scuffles broke out in several parts of the state. Saxony police said, while television footage showed demonstrators throwing objects and shouting insults at officers. 23 people were criminally charged and another 183 were hit with less serious administrative violations, police said. The protests in Germany, comes as Europe prepares for a surge in, here comes a new surge. They know it's coming, see, they've already reported. They've written it down on a piece of paper, and that makes it happen. It's phony shit. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Coronavirus, that means the flu. For a surge in new flu cases heading into the New Year holiday, while there remain pockets of communities opposed to COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There is no vaccine. There is a goddamn biological kill agent. It's a biological kill agent. The biological kill agent. And social distancing measures throughout the continent. Anti-vaxxers have become increasingly violent in eastern Germany, which has been the same scene of many protests and where the uptake of vaccine is lower than the national average in most states. So they're telling them to fuck off over there, too. And I guarantee you the majority's telling them to fuck off. They are in a full fucking panic here, people. That's why they try and do in all this goofy, it's anything to stick a divide in there. That abortion thing, that has always been a fucking abortion and goddamn race. Has always been the fucking great fucking dividers for these dirty son of a bitches. But you look at them and you will never know their medical goddamn records. They're private fucking doctors. You'll never know nothing fucking about them. You'll never know that they took the saline and not a fucking shot. They don't go and fucking wear no mask. Only the slaves wear masks, don't you know? Goddamn, how could you not be happy with just your own fucking body and your own fucking will to do what you want to with it? You gotta go out and you gotta fucking tell somebody else. You gotta own somebody else. You gotta seize somebody else's body. And that's why these goddamn son of a bitchin', fanatical motherfuckers, that's why they don't want the goddamn Bill of Rights. Which is the fucking freedom of the fucking individual, natural freedom of the individual. Because it doesn't allow you to legislate and dictate and seize somebody's body without taking them to court as an individual with a goddamn, and you better have a cause. You better have a cause to fucking take them to court. You're trying for, cause your religious fucking beliefs will get you fucking hung in this instance, motherfucker. You better think about it. Because your goddamn Bible isn't admissible in a goddamn court of law. It ain't fucking fact. It is not goddamn written sworn testimony. It is not goddamn spoken sworn testimony. It is inadmissible. Keep your goddamn beliefs to your fucking self, or it's gonna get you killed. Similar scenes of violence played out on Sunday in various places, including the Bavarian town of Schwitzenfurt, where hundreds of protesters also violated public health regulations to gather. No, they didn't violate nothing. They fucking exercised their right to their own fucking will, which is a natural goddamn right, and fuck everybody else. 8 police were injured after being punched and kicked. 3 authorities said, good, hope, too bad you didn't kill them and take their fucking guns. A 27-year-old woman was criminally charged after she was accused of trying to break police cordon in the town with her 4-year-old child in tow, both of whom were pepper sprayed, authorities said. Publications and media outlets have reportedly received packages containing raw meat. I like that. Raw meat and threats from alleged anti-vaxxers. And earlier this month, authorities uncovered a reported plot to assassinate Saxon's leader, Michael Kretschmer. Looks like Kretschmer has been pushing for people in his state. Let's get over to the next page. To get vaccinated. Well, I guess they don't want to get vaccinated. They're sending you fucking some raw meat in the fucking mail and with a goddamn note. Hey, you want to become this motherfucker? You want to take my fucking body over? You want to fucking think you own me and can tell me what I can fucking do and what I can't do? What I can put in my body or not put in my body? You fucking give it a go. I'll make you into fucking raw meat. To get vaccinated and receive booster shots. 6 people were arrested. You see, people, we can't have the goddamn Bill of Rights unless we have it has to be absolute. You can't say, oh yeah, but this one here is just too much for my conscience that these people are doing this and I can't stop them because I have no fucking cause in a fucking court. Because the court doesn't allow me to just seize their fucking body. I have to have fucking cause. And I have to do it as an individual. I can't just tell the state to write a goddamn piece of legislation and call it fucking law and force it upon that person and seize their body any other way outside of that goddamn fucking common law. Period. You either want the common law or you might as well take the whole package of shit. You might as well take the whole package of shit, which entails them, they'll be taking pregnant women over to that goddamn ditch and fucking putting a bullet in the back of their head and kicking their ass in the goddamn ditch too. You dumb, stupid, fucking arrogant motherfuckers. Six people were arrested and questioned in relation to the allegations, but later released. Well, they didn't catch them. Wow. No way. They must not have CSI Miami over there, huh? Either that or you felt people have fallen for the biggest fucking con in the fucking world that they could. These motherfuckers are so fucking smart. Oh, goddamn, there's no way you can go without leaving something that they're going to go. Fucking bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Germany earlier this month put in place a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people, banning them from accessing all but the most essential businesses. New Chancellor Olaf Scholz, that's what it looks like, Scholz, supports mandatory vaccinations. Oh, I'm sure he does, or he wouldn't fucking be put there by the fucking goddamn Jews, would he? And once a law drafted, and he draft a law. Not a person has to fucking have an injury and then go to the fucking court. Draft a law. You can't draft laws. You can't order us a fucking bout. You do not have the authority. Well, in Germany you do. I think you fucking Germans had better get to work. Wants to draft a law drafted that could be voted on by the parliament. So you got a handful of fucking people ruling you, Germany. I know you fucking people. You're fucking badass, man. You're some of the smartest people on this goddamn planet. If you do not take these son of a bitches out, well, I think you will. I think you're going to. I think the goddamn world's had it with these son of a bitches. I think that they're on their way fucking out right now, and they know it. That's why you see these desperate. And that's what these are. Desperate fucking measures. In late February, Parliament is due to meet in early January to begin discussions. You know, tell me I can't, I say fuck you. Tell me I can't, I say fuck you. Pick up a gun, tell me I can't, I shoot your fucking ass. You got it? The word fuck you know means fuck you know. Get the fucking way, hell away from me. Unless there is no common law courts in this goddamn country, so you cannot have a lawful document to even be talking to me, motherfucker. God, that ate me. Governments across Europe have, in recent days, enacted new measures to limit public gatherings, fearing to try to compare fucking abortion to the goddamn gun rights. That's a goddamn fucking written, ratified fucking article of fucking law. It's written and ratified article of law. Supreme law, and it isn't government law. It is natural law. Naturally, you can't seize my body. Naturally, my body does not belong to you. Naturally, you do not make decisions for my body, motherfucker. You do not have custody over me, motherfucker. Governments across Europe have in recent days enacted new measures to limit public gatherings. Don't look like they're working very well. Fearing that Omicron. Zero plus zero equals fucking zero. There's no such thing as Omicron because there's no such thing as COVID-19. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. Could overwhelm hospitals given how fast it's spreading, especially among the unvaccinated. Oh, you betcha. These people, they know that the vast majority of the fucking whole goddamn world knows what they are and what they're doing. But they're sticking to it. They're sticking to Goebbels. It's never failed them, people. But the people have never been this fucking in touch with one another through the internet. The truth is fucking out there, and you're not going to beat the truth with your fucking lie. I don't care how many times you fucking repeat it, how many times you fucking say it, how many times you fucking say it in different fucking ways, how many different ways, fuck you, COVID-19 doesn't exist, never did. Germany's Constitutional Court also ruled that the legislatures need to set triage rules if intensive care units fill up with coronavirus patients. Coronavirus has got, see here, did they jump over? See how they play the word games with you? Coronavirus means a goddamn common cold. It's on the fucking, it's been on the Lysol can since the fucking, whenever they made the first can of fucking Lysol. Coronavirus, the flu, the cold. Patients. The German intensive care and emergency has said that only one-sixth of the ICU beds in the country is available. Only one-sixth. You lie. Why? I don't believe you. You know what? I don't fucking believe you. And I think if you Germans went around there with a goddamn camera and went to some of these fucking hospitals, you'd find them fucking empty. Just like we found them here. They told, oh, God, overcrowding, goddamn semis full of dead bodies. Never saw it. Went to the goddamn hospitals. They were fucking looked like a fucking morgue. I mean, nobody was going there. They didn't want to catch the coronavirus. They didn't even go in there to get their fucking, you know, get a fucking, hell, it's a fucking Charlie, set my fucking arm. I ain't going to that goddamn, I ain't going to those fucking quacks. I ain't going to those motherfuckers that want to murder my ass. I want nothing from them. I still don't want to read that one yet. So we'll see what else we got going here. What's up?
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Charlie. Let's see what we got going here. Here we are. This is a good one. Here we go. Republicans, Republicans who know them goddamn Democrats are the problem. If it wasn't for them goddamn Democrats, we wouldn't have this fucking overblown. Wait a minute. You got, Donald Trump was a fucking Republican, wasn't he? That wanted to make the government huger and the goddamn military huger. What happened to that conservatism? You know, where you want small government or smaller government as possible. Least intrusion into people's lives. Republicans and Democrats. Oh, wait a minute. We're still talking about the ruling elite. We're talking about the aristocracy versus the fucking common folk. Huh? Well, there ain't no common folk. We're all fucking goddamn, nationals of this fucking country, and we are the goddamn what the words I'm looking for. Sovereigns of this fucking nation. That's the word I was looking for. Just like that fucking fat little bitch sitting over there on that fucking throne. We're the fucking sovereigns. Got it, motherfuckers? We're the sovereigns. You motherfuckers are better get in line where you're able. Republicans, comma, Democrats. Now here's the good. Ask DHS Mayorkas to import more cheap labor. Really? What's up with that, Republicans? I thought you guys were the ones protecting the people and their businesses and their money. And this. I think you're all a bunch of fucking bag of assholes. How about that? I don't think you're worth the fucking air you're breathing. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. Come get some. Quit your fucking threatening around and come get some. Where were we? Oh, yeah, Republicans and Democrats. Republicans, you know, those two warring factions that cannot stand each other, who cannot even stand to be in the room with each other unless they're fucking voting on a goddamn tax from a foreign fucking nation on the people of America in direct fucking violation of the fucking law of this goddamn land ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. Then, if it's something for the fucking Israel, if it's for the fucking Jews, for the Zionists, oh goddamn, they're the bestest of buddies. You fucking fall for this fucking shit. And look at their colors. They're of all colors, races, and religions. They just want them to be elite and you to be the fucking goddamn subject, stupid. You get your goddamn Bill of Rights back. If you fucking enforce it, then they can't do that to you. More cheap labor, huh? This is from Breitbart. GOP and Democrats and Democrat politicians are asking the federal government to help reinflate the government. Created cheap labor bubble that burst in 2020. The bubble burst? Well, that's right. They have pumped millions in here, but they don't have to work. They get the goddamn money that we fucking work for. We have to take care of them. We have to raise their fucking children. We have to fucking provide fucking schooling. No, we don't. We ain't had no due process of the law, and we ain't got no jury verdict telling us we have to do shit. Except fucking put your ass on trial and hang you for fucking violating that law. Criminal. Just as employers have begun. See, employers, how many, you know, what is the percentage, you know, of the makeup of these fucking employers? Because everything is for the employers want you to be a slave. So I guess you're going to be a slave even though you outnumber them 1,000 to 1, are you? Have begun offering higher wages to recruit Americans. Oh, no, God, say it ain't so. You mean a man might be able to work and his woman stay home and take care and raise their fucking children out and see that what kind of shit that this, get rid of these fucking public schools and teach them your fucking self so they don't grow up to be freaks, fucking geeks, fucking God knows what, I don't even know what to fucking call them anymore. Due to ongoing workforce shortages, our country continues to face. American farmers continue to... How much money did you get this year, American farmers? You know, they always talk about that goddamn... the welfare shit, you know? But that's all a part of the same goddamn thing that the fucking farmers get their money. They get the fucking lion's share of it. Yeah, it's a big chunk of money, and it's going straight to goddamn Chinese goddamn industry that's fucking in this goddamn country. Chinese farmers, Chinese, the Chinese government is the Chinese people. And the Chinese people that fucking say they, well, who have fraudulently fucking, think they have purchased a part of our fucking country have got a rude awakening coming to them. You don't own shit. A fucking, a deal made through fraud is fraud. It is not legitimate and we got the right to shut it down. But these son of a bitch and, you know, the farmers, they're the ones, they get the fucking, get, just hand, don't grow a crop and we'll pay you a whole bunch of fucking money. Starve the people and we'll pay you, oh, if you'll pay me some money, hell, I'll cut any American's throat. Or dong, 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 ding, dong, ding, dong, money. Farmers continue to utilize the H-2A, no, there should be, no, God, see, this is what you get when you start down that legislative fucking road. When you start down that 14th Amendment fucking goddamn road. Where you are subject to the goddamn fucking whims of the fucking goddamn what is supposed to be your fucking servants, but what is actually a fucking corporation within a corporation. This is a, the corporations must be fucking destroyed. Fuck your capitalism. I can find it nowhere in the original Constitution, which isn't even fucking legal. And it sure as hell ain't in the fucking Bill of Rights, is it? It's what, we were guaranteed free enterprise, and by God, this American knows the fucking difference. Free enterprise means that you, the government creates a fucking gold and silver debt-free currency that I can borrow to go and access the resources of my fucking country to be an entrepreneur and make my goddamn, happiness in life. But we're not supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be filthy fucking rich. We're supposed to be miserable ass fucking goddamn serfs. Just like you had in jolly old England, huh, there, queen bitch. We figured out who you are and what you're doing, you cunt. And your cunt fucking sons go along with it, too. And the other cunt son needs to get the fuck out of my country and take his fucking bitch with him. Due to ongoing workforce shortages, continue to face in America, farmers continue to utilize the H-2A guest worker visa program. Nobody, did anybody take you to a fucking, common law court to take away, force you to fucking, take a part of what belongs to you and hand it over to these motherfucking foreigners? Did they? They couldn't, could they? Because they can't, these goddamn agents of the Queen can't operate in an American goddamn common law court, can they? They're unregistered foreign agents. And that's who's running your fucking goddamn country, people. The Queen of fucking England. Of course, in service to the fucking New World Order and the Rothschilds at the top. But they're all, you think they're living hard, Oh man. They're living the hard life, people, not us. We need to give up more so they can have more. 35 legislators said in a December 21st letter sent to the Department of State and the Department of Homeland Security, which is headed by the pro-migration zealot, Alejandro Mayorkas. Alejandro. That's Irish, don't you know? Fucker's probably been here 2 fucking weeks. But federal travelers curb against the new Omicron epidemic has sent stranded 7,000 South African seasonal workers, the legislature said, adding. No seasonal workers. I say, as an American national that owns this goddamn country, and I'm betting it, and I don't give a shit about anybody else. Before you bring one of them in, you got to take me to fucking court and take my share that you're going to give that son of a bitch through a common law court, through a common law jurisdiction, and you have to file as a goddamn individual in your individual capacity, which you cannot do, which makes everything you have done a fraud. In 1871, you committed the ultimate fucking fraud in violation of the fucking highest law of this goddamn land, which is that Bill of Rights, which is the ratified law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791, and it is our jurisdictional authority over this motherfucking land. And you're going to learn it again the hard way, I reckon. Department of Homeland Security, which is headed by the pro-migration zealot Alejandro Mayorkas. But federal travelers curb against the new Omicron epidemic has stranded 7,000 South African seasonal workers. What the fuck? We don't need no goddamn South Africans. You see, if we threw all these fucking foreigners out of our goddamn country, remember Trumpy? Do you guys got? Do I got that here? Do I got it here somewhere? Let me see. Somewhere here. Maybe.
My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
Boy, and he fucking did it, didn't he? I mean, was he just coming up on the next fucking, this year, you see people, this is the midterms. So you're going to see a lot of people, I got to stop this. They might stop. They're going to do just what Trump did. They're going to fucking lie to you. They're going to do what goddamn fucking, I don't even want to say Biden. I don't think that son of a bitch, he never spoke a word that's come from his own mind. If he's ever had an original thought, it's a lonely son of a bitch, okay? But how about that? Fuck these fuckers. They have no fucking authority over us. Toss their fucking ass out. They're a small fucking minority in this country, and we do not have to put up with their shit. Without an exemption to the recently imposed travel restrictions, there's a good reason to. I mean, we can make an exemption for for the fucking goddamn corporations. This is not a corporate fucking country. This is a goddamn free republic. That's what we were sold it for. But at any rate, it belongs to we the fucking people. And before you can do any motherfucking thing, you have to have our consent, and you do not fucking have it, and you know it. In fact, you are acting against our fucking will. That's what's gonna get your fucking ass hung. That's what's gonna get your fucking ass shot. Restrictions, South African H-2A worker absences will limit the ability of American farmers to continue production of food. I'm sure it fucking will, because you wouldn't pay a fucking American wage, because you don't want to make a fucking fair profit. This ain't the old family farms we're talking about here, people. The people who own the old family farms, they don't get shit. Like, we don't get shit. All they're trying to do is fucking, they'll cut them short on water. They'll cut their fucking goddamn credit. And they'll steal their fucking land to give to these international corporations. And that's who we're fucking talking about here. These are international corporations wanting to bring international fucking workers in to fucking, to take our goddamn wealth. And to decide who, and the food will go to them. Not to you. China's bought up, one-third of the fucking world's goddamn grain in anticipation of a grain shortage? How in the hell could they do that? Those son of a bitches would have never had the fucking goddamn means to do shit if it wasn't handed to them by these fucking treasonous fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers in this country. Truman. The letter was signed by at least 12 Republicans. Oh, really? Man, the Republic. I thought Trump was the new heir. America first. Americans first. No more goddamn visas. Hey, if this shit is law, how come with each administration, all they have to do is just change who they put in the fucking, in one of their, non-governmental positions, and the law changes? It ain't fucking law. It's policy. This comes out of the Uniform Commercial Code, which is unlawful under the 9th article of the People's fucking Law of this fucking land, known as the Bill of Rights. There is no power that it can exist that allows a handful of motherfuckers in this country to rule the rest of us. Got it? You want to get any kind of authority over even one single American, you have to go all the way through the whole fucking process in that Bill of Rights and get a jury verdict. You have to have a written fucking order from the goddamn foreman of the jury. Got it? Otherwise, it's unlawful. On the same day, 21 Democrats asked, we were at 12 Republicans, including Representative Ellis Sturfunk. Communist New York, who runs the House Republican Conference Leadership Office. Okay. On the same day, 21 Democrats and Mayorkas to accelerate the award of more of work permits to the imported wives of Indian contract workers. Fuck you and your contracts. I don't want them in my country. I don't want them taking wealth out of my fucking country. When you let other countries come in and accumulate wealth from your land and then buy your goddamn land with the wealth that they've accumulated, that is fucking invasion and that is goddamn taking over your country. Stupid. No other country allows that shit. Try that in North Korea and see what happens to your ass. Their Indian husbands are using H-1B and L-1 visa. I mean, goddamn, there's what, the whole alphabet full of fucking visas here for these motherfucking farmers who, how much money did those son of a bitches, those, and I'm, like I said, I'm not talking about the little fucking farmer because there ain't hardly any left anyway. And all of those that are left are hitting, getting hit with fucking goddamn no water or else they're getting hit with goddamn no credit. And their fucking land has been gobbled up by these international corporate communist motherfuckers, and we're going to pay them for it. No, we're not. You go ahead, you motherfuckers. When we come fucking for your asses, you're going to know it's going to be a fire fucking storm, you cocksuckers. Sorry about that. About the language. It's just, this has gone beyond fucking goddamn. The Intolerable Acts? They talk about the Intolerable Acts? Jesus Christ Almighty, what was 2021? All intolerable. Absolutely fucking unlawful. A fucking goddamn communist invasion into your goddamn country. And you're fucking sitting there on your ass doing nothing about it. I think you better. Visas to take white collar jobs needed by U.S. graduates. Well, of course. That's what it's all about, ain't it? Because this country belongs to the corporations. It doesn't belong to the fucking people. All the public lands belong to the corporations. I hear they got a big old fucking grant to come up here to Oregon so that the corporations will own every bit of fucking goddamn drinkable water in this goddamn state. It's to hand it over to them, to give it to them. Like the fucking railroads were given vast tracts of land. What they need, fucking, how wide is a railroad track? How wide is a fucking railroad track? Yet they're given 100 miles on each side of the fucking railroad track. That was to pay for the railroad track because they had nothing invested in it. And they end up owning what we paid for. Isn't that the fucking American way? And I never gave no permission for that shit either. Neither did my grandpa or my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa. Processing delays have left the spouses of families without a second income. Oh, my God, the goddamn Indians don't have a second income? Well, fuck it, man. Give them my God. Give them my, I'll send them all my shit. Somebody's got to take care of the Indians besides the fucking Indians, right? They got to have somewhere to fucking, they got to come here and take our goddamn country, you think? You better be ready for a fucking fight, Indian, and they won't be no goddamn Gandhi fight either. Forcing them to dip into their savings. Oh, my God, they got fucking savings. Remember, I mean, how many times have we been told the average person in this country, I mean, what would they say, 80-some percent of the people in this country don't have a dollar in their fucking savings account? Because it takes two of them to work just to keep a goddamn roof over their head. And you want to raise a family? You work a couple of fucking jobs. I guarantee you, I see it every day. Sell their homes? Oh, they had to sell their homes. What about all the people in 2008 that blew their fucking brains out? They had paid 40-year mortgages and didn't owe but fucking maybe 20 or 30,000, but they couldn't get it. They drained their bank accounts waiting on the government to step up and do the right thing and arrest these fucking criminals and take their goddamn money back. That didn't work out too well, did it? Says the dead man. And take other drastic measures, said the letter, led by Representative Deborah Ross, Communist North Carolina, and also signed by Kathy Porter, Communist California. Now, there's a fucking surprise. These fuckers should be hanging from the goddamn... You know, they should just be shot already. I mean, they should have been shot a fucking 20... generations ago! 1871, every fucking one of them should have been put up against the goddamn wall when they brought that fucking admiralty back onto our goddamn shores that our people died to drive off our fucking shores. President Joe Biden's administration is gathering some of those requests. For example, December Mayorkas approved the inflow of an extra 20,000 H-2B. Who in the fuck is this guy? Mayorkas. Oh, he's an appointee. He's a non-governmental, unelected motherfucker is what he is. He's a corporate fucking goddamn son of a bitch. We can't elect we can't elect nobody, people, because we have no republic or anything to elect them to. We never needed these son of a bitch. We should have never allowed that fucking constitution. It wasn't ours. We didn't consent to it. This government is, we're supposed to be, they say, this is how they put it, we're supposed to be ruled by consent. You're not ruled by consent. If you have to give consent, then you're ruling yourself, aren't you? If you do something by your own consent, you're doing it. But I mean, that just that goddamn fucking mishmash of goddamn subject matter bullshit right there is enough to fucking, I mean, that's enough to hang him for right there. You don't rule us, motherfucker. We rule you. We're the jurisdictional authority of this goddamn country. It belongs to the American nationals. Every fucking square inch, even the shit that you have fucking frauded out to fucking other countries, we're taking it back. Every fucking inch of it, and whoever's on it, they better be already the fuck out of here before we get there. Or their asses will be fucking just mowed down in the fucking field. And then we're coming to your fucking country and we're going to take back what you got over there, you motherfuckers. Or you'll eat, we'll just start throwing the fucking hydrogen bombs. That's what we paid for them son of a bitches for. So this could not happen to us. Visa workers, 20,000 H-2B visa workers to fill a wide variety of seasonal jobs, such as hotel maids, kitchen staff, and landscaping crews. 2021 employers could not get visa workers from Trump, and so they filled many of those seasonal jobs with wage offers to untrained American recruits from urban districts. Well, it's our fucking country, motherfucker. It's our country, and we've given you no permission to bring fucking migrating hordes into our, cross our goddamn boundaries that we put in place with our fucking blood. We'll put them back in place with our fucking blood, bullets and fucking guns, motherfuckers, because it's our right to do so, our absolute unalienable right to do so. And a handful of you motherfucking corporations do not run this goddamn country. You are not our government. You are a foreign invading force, and you're going to be driven out. There's no shortage of labor in a nation of 190 million working-age people and roughly 150 million jobs. No shit. Instead, there is a massive gap between what Americans want to be paid and what employers and investors want to pay them. So an American thinks they have a goddamn right because they own the fucking resources of this fucking country. And the thing is, fuck your goddamn job. I don't even want your fucking job. I want my goddamn, debt-free currency, and I want access to my resources, and I will be an entrepreneur, and I will work for me. That's the way it was supposed to be in this country. That's how we stayed autonomous. We had no dependency. Upon a government or a fucking employer for anything. But your employer now wants to tell you what you can do on your off time, wants to go look through your fucking emails and shit. No, you're not my goddamn owner, motherfucker. You're just some son of a bitch that needs me to fucking do the goddamn shit that you don't know how to do. You just know how to sign checks and make fucking phone calls, and you get 95% of the fucking profits, and that ain't enough for you. Get some goddamn third worlders in here, and let's build that up a little bit, shall we? At any rate, that's enough ranting. Well, there'll be plenty more next week. Go ahead.
Hi, Henry. This is Galen.
Oh, how you doing, Galen?
I'm listening and hearing and responding, and my fist is in the air.
I
just wanted to switch gears for a couple of seconds, and I wanted to say on this New Year's Eve, that as a trencher, I give complete gratitude to you and Laura for the platform you have given us to fight for our liberty, to uphold our Bill of Rights. It is an incredible...
Hell yeah.
And I just want all the trenchers to know I'm glad to know them all. And in 2022, let's do it. Let's make it the year of the Bill of Rights.
I agree 150,000%. And thank you for the high compliment, but it's all of us people. It ain't just me and Laura. I mean, there's so many people that do so much work. I mean, you guys, you know, finding the everything you got, you people have, I mean, pat yourself on the back a little bit, because you are a trencher and you're a known fucking trencher. And it's not that easy to be. I mean, you could talk about outed. We're as outed as it fucking gets. But I'll tell you what, we're going to be in. We are going to slaughter these son of a bitches, and we are going to have our fucking autonomy back.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Happy New Year in whatever way we can get some happiness.
Thank you. Yeah, I say that's all. I'll tell you, that's how we'll end it then, in a nice way, and that's the way we should end it. Everybody have a happy New Year's Eve and New Year's tomorrow. But after that, get ready to get rid of this shit. It's time. It's way past time. We can't keep living like this, because this ain't living. And that is the word from the trenches. Love y'all.